Hi. This week the question is, should Christians vote or not vote in political elections? In February of 2016, a neighbor came to my house campaigning. The first question that I was asked was, are you a registered voter? When I explained I was not, a shock came over my neighbor. I'm sure she thought to herself, aren't all Christians supposed to be registered voters? And aren't all Christians supposed to be involved in political elections? Well, I am not a registered voter. I do not participate in political elections, and I am a Christian. Allow me, please, to present the reasons why I do not participate in political elections. First, neither Jesus nor his apostles instructed Christians to be involved in civil government. According to Colossians 3, verse 17, everything a Christian does must be authorized by the Lord. But the Lord never authorized being involved in civil government. Therefore, Christians should not vote in political elections. Remember, the pagan government of Rome was in power in the days of Jesus. What a perfect time in history for the Lord to teach his followers to get involved in civil government, to change the world for the better, right? But the Lord did not have intentions of changing the world for the better through civil government. His plans were to change the world for the better through the preaching of the gospel done by his church, Romans 1, verse 16, Ephesians 3, verse 21. When I shared this information with my neighbor, she responded, but Jesus said to render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's. Well, she was referring to Mark chapter 12, verse 17. Now, question, does render to Caesar the things which are Caesar's mean to vote or to participate in civil government? Absolutely not. Mark 12, verse 17 is explicitly teaching disciples to pay their taxes. To extend this passage beyond paying taxes is to extend it further than either Jesus or his disciples extended it. Number two, civil government in the United States is opposed to Christian values. Think about this for just a moment. If a Christian becomes a policeman or a soldier or a lawmaker, they are obligated to uphold the laws of this country, laws which include abortion of unborn babies and same-sex marriage, for among other laws. Well, there are other laws in the United States which are against God and his written law, the Bible. People are deceived if they think the United States is a Christian country. It is not. Day after day, ungodly laws are being introduced and enforced, which are contrary to God's laws, and Christians must obey God rather than man. Acts 5, verse 29. Number three, civil government is an effort of man to rule himself. When Israel demanded a king so that they would be like all the other nations on the earth, 1 Samuel 8, verse 5, they were rejecting God as their king and demanding to have a man rule over them. This is the essence of civil government. Civil government is man's attempt to rule over himself. In civil government, men make laws to suit their own desires, not God's desires. God already has a law to rule over his people. Any law in addition to the laws found in the Bible are man's effort to rule himself. Number four, Christians are responsible for what their representatives do. The United States is a republic. In a republic, elected men and women are representatives of the people who voted for them. If I choose a person to represent me, I then become responsible for the decisions that representative makes. I'm responsible because I'm allowing and asking him or her to represent me in the lawmaking, law-enforcing process. Think about this. If a representative says abortion is permissible on certain occasions, well, then I, as a Christian, am now party to the murder of innocent unborn babies because I gave someone the authority to represent me in the lawmaking process. If a representative says same-sex marriage should be allowed, then I, as a Christian, am guilty of advocating perversion and immorality because I gave someone the authority to represent me in the lawmaking process. If a representative says we should give food to able-bodied people who won't work, then I, as a Christian, am promoting laziness because I gave someone the authority to represent me in the lawmaking process. The only person who can represent me is me. If a politician campaigned to oppose all abortion, all homosexual activity, and all laziness, would that politician be elected? Of course not. Politicians are elected on the basis of who will give the majority the things they want. When Christians give others the authority to represent them, they are making a very dangerous decision. We become responsible for any and all actions that representative performs. In conclusion, there was only one nation divinely approved in its civil government, the nation of Israel. It was a theocracy, and the only divinely authorized theocracy. All other nations, including the United States, are civil governments designed by men, for men, and an effort of men to rule themselves. The Lord intended His people to change the world for the better through the preaching of the gospel done by His church. He did not authorize Christians to participate in an effort to rule over others by civil government. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.